Gangrene number 3.
Episode off season.
Yeah, it's not episode number 3, but it's just, it's going to be called number 3.
Number 3.
Cuz we just collectively watched the draft lottery. We all huddled up on the couch under our blankets. Yeah.
We watched it together though, guys. That was a lot
the
of
first
fun.
Time. That was the first that time I've watched fun. It in a group, and it was
it was nice.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it was a good bonding moment.
Yeah. There was a lot of swear words.
I feel like adversity is always good for coming together as a team.
I felt like I was back watching TV with my dad again, and he saw something on the news, and he did a bunch of swear words, and
I didn't get to do that when I was a kid. Thanks.
Why? Where's your dad?
Working.
Well, oh, stop it.
Welcome to Therapy 101. We're here on
Gangrene episode therapy.
Anyways, number
Sit
3.
Back and relax.
Number 3. What do you guys think?
Well, I guess in the words of Danny, it could have been worse, right?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be. I predicted number 5.
I honestly really did. I really thought it was just going to be dumb luck and we were just going to get 5.
But you know what pisses me off is they take that commercial break and you're in the top 3. So you're like, oh, wow.
Of course they have to take commercial break.
Especially not 5. Maybe we can. And the Lakers got ahead of us and that bothers me. And
especially when that happened because you're in your mind, you're like, well, odds are someone jumped up. And if it hasn't happened yet, it might be you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're like, yeah, that was disappointing.
Because what do you do with the number 3 pick?
Trade it.
But I don't think – I don't think you can.
I don't know. Stats, you had a good thing where it's like, you got a guy and you sit on him for a year, but then it's just like
– Yeah, so you're kind of in a really poor spot with a number 3, in my opinion, because you're either the team that was stupid and took Dragon Bender 3, or you're the team that took him and had to wait a year,
right.
And, maybe he pans out, maybe he doesn't. It's like
– Isn't that our pick just because of the name? Dragon Bender.
I mean, I'm going to have to get behind that, yeah.
Yeah, we're
going to have to. I mean, he might come over this year. I don't know the details yet. I mean, Porzingis came over the first year, but.
Right.
He's only 18, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to get to know Dragon Bender.
You can mold him.
I feel like in 2007 we were like, Li Jing Leon or whatever the hell that guy's name was. Remember?
Talk about Yao Ming.
Oh yeah, I remember. That was who we were. That was who we were projected to pick before we ended up trading for Ray Allen and all that.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's I don't know.
He went to the Bucks, didn't he?
Yeah, he was great too.
It's
yeah,
funny how you remember certain stupid things.
I remember he ended up on the Nets and the Wizards too. I think before he's back in China. I think he was on Marbury's team. He's one of the better players in that league, from what I know.
Better than Marbury?
They're on the same team.
Get out of here.
Nobody's better than Marbury, I know that.
Three-time Chinese champion?
They have a statue of him.
Yeah.
They can't feed people. They have a statue of Stephon Marbury.
Hey, they know what's up.
That's true. But
priorities.
This draft, it's, the Celtics, typically, as usual, have the 3rd pick in a 2-person draft.
Yeah.
Which is kind of incredible how often this has happened, seemingly.
Yeah.
Or, it seems like it anyway. But here we are. I mean, it gives Danny a lot of options, right? He could trade. He could trade down. He could get someone that fits better.
Let's break this down real quick. So, stop me if I'm wrong. First round, 3-16-23.
Yes.
Okay. Second round, 31, 35. 45, 51, 58. The second round is pointless, obviously. But
no, it's good talent in the second round.
Unless you ask someone about Jordan Mickey.
So, 16, 23, and all the second round picks, wrap them up, give them to someone, take someone with us.
You just said they're nothing, and then you're going to be like, hey.
Someone will take them.
So that's the thing. That's what, 7 picks?
That's 7 picks.
They don't have 7 roster spots. They maybe have... 2.
So you got to get rid of something. So why not get rid of all your second round? Hell, get rid of 16 and 23. What the hell you need those for?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to – I don't know what you're going to be able to package and what you're going to be able to get
I
back.
I think – well,
but you're packaging 7 drafts.
The thing is
somebody's going to take that.
I think you can –
Or maybe –
Because no, you're going to have to break it up because the rosters are too small.
Well, yeah. But, there's got to be you can, garbage team out there that you would can, take a majority of those for one of their good players.
No, that's not how it works at all, Dave.
It is.
That'd be great.
If you want to talk about like three and then a couple of the second rounders or something like that, I mean, we'll then you're talking about quality.
Then you can get a third tier player probably, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just draft everybody in the second round?
You can trade your second,
a third tier player in the second round.
You can trade. That's what I'm saying.
The Red Claws are going to be really good next year.
I think they're going to be overstacked as well.
That's what we can tell you.
They're going to have to do a double D league. Yeah.
The Red Claws might
Sponsored
be expanding.
Anybody? Double D Hooters? No.
No.
It's decent. There's no Hooters in Portland, though.
It's a booby joke.
Oh.
Nah, the hell with it. It's the off season.
Okay.
It's a double D league.
There's no you can trade second rounders for cash.
Shit, I'll
I don't,
take cash.
They don't need cash. I don't.
But what I'm saying
Pay
is,
some
if
them.
You get in a bind, you just sell
Come on,
them
they
off.
They just signed a TV deal. Times are tough, man. You know, 76 has got StubHub on their.
I am telling you what's going
to
happen.
Wick needs to
easily $5 million for StubHub. Wick, on
you know, they need to sell a pick. They need to sell a pick for cash and buy me a car.
Some
yeah.
grocer down the street to sponsor us for a six pack.
There
you
go.
But you get the 76ers who haven't sold. Now I'm on a rant. I'm sorry, guys. You get the 76ers who haven't sold out a game in maybe 10 years. They get $5 million from StubHub to get a patch, a 2x2 patch in their jersey. We can't get Johnny Foodmaster down the street to give us a six pack of beer. Whatever.
Well, Johnny's out of business now.
Whatever. Yeah, no shit, he's out of business.
Should have sponsored us, right?
Should have sponsored us.
Would have had
all
people
six
going.
People who listen to this show could have bought something there.
I'm just disappointed because I don't think number one and number two, you can trade that for said impact some, player.
Right.
Or you
right.
can take the player and be happy. It's
right.
like it's really a no lose situation as
right.
long as you don't trade for you know glass ankles McGee.
Like I don't want
right.
I don't want Danny to like make a bad trade just to trade like that's and that's why I'm a little disappointed with this is like yeah if he really wants to he can trade three but what do you get back for like what team out there is gonna be like I'm gonna give you everything for number three no one
yeah I don't think there's teams that are like falling over for Jamal Murray or Dragan Bender
right.
or Buddy Hield or Chris Dunn or you know it's
Ingram
just
Simmons is the only thing.
It's a two-person draft, and you have the third pick.
Nobody
it's like,
cares about anything else in the draft.
Here, who would you like the best of the rest is basically what you're
right.
saying.
Right. This is an 0-3 draft class where the thing is just stacked. No.
And, you know,
stacked.
let's not act like there's not going to be good players after. I think there's
of course.
Good. There's I think there's a lot of good players in this draft. I like Buddy Hield.
Well, like
I like
the secret talent.
I like Buddy Hield. I like Jamal Murray. I like, you know, a couple other players. But, you know, my friend is convinced that they're going to pick Jamal Murray, and I'm starting to come around to it, and the problem is he's just a better, maybe a better version of Marcus Smart, which is like,
oh, that's
then
the
you
kid
just wasted,
you've been talking about.
Yeah,
all
which
season,
you just wasted
yeah.
like you know 2 years developing
2 years
Marcus,
on Marcus Smart.
Smart
yeah.
I mean, I guess you trade him and get something else you need, but it's like, yeah, and then it's really frustrating because at the end I'd be like, well, at least I have Jamal Murray, so I can't even be that mad.
Right.
You know, it's like this is like. You'd almost rather have them go down and have their hand be more forced than it was.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But still, like, I mean, because I really don't – I think they're taking number three now. And you have to try to trade your
– And I think they're going to take Bender, and I think they're going to stash him for a year. And then I'm going to cry all next season because it's like, what's the point? We're not
well,
as good
the
as the Cavs.
So do you think – What do you think they do with the other picks then? Number was it 17 and what is it?
16 and 23.
I don't know. I mean, it's
do they go after that Valentine kid? Do they trade those? Do they like?
It's you know, you never know who's gonna fall to those or who they. You know, I'm sure knowing them, there's one person that they love, right? There's one person back there that's their you know Terry Rozier guy that they like feel is way undervalued or whatever that
yeah.
they're gonna take with one of those. And then there's you know what they want to do with the other one. I don't know. Maybe they want to
well,
move down,
also,
move out.
I mean, you really have to factor in. I guess you can't really say the Lakers were dumb pick, but like maybe the 76ers will mess up and not take.
I don't think that happens this year, though. I don't think last year was kind of like people thought that Okafor was going to go too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
this is kind of cut and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's not like I don't know. I can't see a lot of reasons why. They wouldn't, like, it's not like a fit thing or, you know. I don't know. I mean, you never know. I mean, they might be doing these interviews and stuff. They might fall in love with Jamal Murray or Chris Dunn.
Right.
Or, you know, it could happen. I'm not saying it can't, but I really wanted Ben Simmons. I really did.
I think I really wanted a lot of Ben. People wanted Ben Simmons.
Yeah. And, you know, whether he goes one or two, you know, I definitely could have seen him going two as well, which was like one of the other things that I was really happy about, because you have a better chance of getting the two spot.
Right.
Moving up one. I mean, you know, it's sad. It's sad to get the three pick in a two person draft. It really is. It's like a perfect, like, you know, futility thing.
And you know what's crazy is, you know, we made the playoffs, but then they didn't play very well in the playoffs. But
better than last year.
Yeah, they were a decent team, and we're like,
they won two games, I guess.
We're bummed out that we have the third pick in the lottery, you know? But because it doesn't really make us better, does it?
If you do it right, you're going to get a good player there.
But it doesn't make you better now. Like, it doesn't help what happened this past, like, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Hey, who knows? Both, I doubt it, but both Ingram and Simmons could be Greg Oden and Bennett. I mean, they both could be busts. Who knows? You know, something might happen. 76ers might take Simmons, and Simmons could get hurt. And then look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, maybe Dragan Bendig does get picked by the Celtics, and maybe he turns into a Bazingas. Who knows? I mean, it could be something amazing. I mean, high hopes, but you could find more in.
I don't know.
You can find more disappointment on Twitter at Gangrene TV. And our disappointing pitches on Instagram at Gangrene
TV. I think what's going to happen is, as the summer goes on, I think we'll probably wrap our heads around this a little bit more.
Yeah. We have a long wait till the draft. It's over a month away.
And kind of accept it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Right. Maybe get excited about it. You know, we'll see. It's just hard to fathom, like, not. Like, you know, we've waited so long. The other thing is, we've waited so long for these Brooklyn picks to pay off.
Right.
And it's like, now that it's here, it's like.
Now that it's here, you're like, ugh.
To be positive for a second, which I'm not very good at.
That's weird.
But when you traded Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago now? I don't even know anymore.
It's four. It's going to be about 4 years ago now.
And you have these Brooklyn picks. And at the time, if he was like the number three pick, you'd be like, that is fantastic. I will do that right now.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, the grass is always greener, or, you know, this is a lot better to be sitting here talking about this than to be in Brooklyn doing the Brooklyn version of this, where they're probably just, like, hitting their head against the table repeatedly,
right.
That they gave up the number three pick in the draft for a lot of players that are not on that team anymore.
You also have to think about that. All those guys that were traded for this number three pick are now gone.
Not only that, I think all the guys that they played with are gone now, too.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe except for Brook Lopez. They're all gone. Joe Johnson's gone. Deron Williams is gone.
That's right. Everyone's, yeah.
So it could be worse.
It could be worse.
Except the Brooklyn version of this show is much hipper and much more expensive.
Plus the set is all, like, covered in graffiti and, like.
They probably drink out of mason jars.
Yeah, definitely mason jars. That's a hipster thing they do. Yeah. You know, everyone wears some kind of denim.
I like denim.
Yeah, you would. You're a hipster. You and your.
That's a debate for another
you
show.
You and your glasses.
You and your glasses.
Yeah.
And your hair.
Yes, I have glasses and hair. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
I don't. I wear glasses at night. Because my eyesight's poor because I'm old and my hair is thinning because I have children.
Oh. You wear a hat a lot.
I do wear a hat a lot.
Can't help. Yeah. I don't know if it hurts, but can't help.
That's just my thing.
All right, so I don't know. I don't know.
How the hell with it?
I'm disappointed, but.
I'm married. The hell's coming after me? I've been doing this show for 9 years. I haven't gotten any.
I mean, you're getting a little gray around there. You might be like a silver fox in the making.
A little gray,
you know.
Just the sideburns, really.
I'll go out there and wag my stuff on the corner, see who picks it up.
You should. That'd be nice. Yeah.
There's always going to be a taker at the corners that we're around.
That's true. That's true. Especially, you know, we'll see what happens in the next year with the show. There might be some free time.
Number three, huh?
Number three with a bullet.
Hey, you know, what are you going to do?
That's what I want to know. I wish.
Too bad that it was this draft.
What's also
like a better draft.
Yeah, like Dwayne Wade. That'd be cool, right?
You know?
Yeah.
What's frustrating, again, is we've waited for months to get this pick.
Yeah.
And now we have it, and now we just have to wait again.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are we going to do? I just want, like...
And, you know, the other thing, all the guys that we want to trade for weren't number one or two picks. It's like Jimmy Butler and Paul George and, I mean, Kevin Love and, you know, all those guys. None of those guys are one or two. So let's try to be positive.
What's more disappointing? The pipe dream of Kevin Durant coming to the Celtics, who's now just going to stay in Oklahoma City because he's made it this far, or the third pick? I mean,
Steph Curry.
Wasn't Russell Westbrook the third pick?
I think he was. I think Kevin Love was four.
All right, see? We're in business now. Now we're cooking with gas.
I mean,
now,
Steph Curry was like nine or eight or nine.
Paul Pierce was 10. My favorite Celtic slash basketball player of all time was the 10th overall pick.
Dirk. Dirk was eight.
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine?
Oh, right before,
right
yeah.
Right before Paul.
Because they wanted Dirk, and they took Paul.
Michael Jordan, number two.
Michael Olajuwon, number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
saying? There we go. Wasn't Beasley number one?
Beasley was two.
Okay.
Beasley was what year? 05, right?
And
do
you think
it was after that?
Now
it's
go
like
back
08,
to that.
I think.
Do you think? Do you think in those years, like Olajuwon and Beasley were like talked about, like you know?
Oh, I mean Beasley definitely was.
Well, Beasley was really good until he went batshit crazy. Right?
That could happen to anyone.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at Delonte West. I mean, he's out in Houston.
I will draft Delonte West with his third pick.
Listen, he needs a job. I don't think he can really shoot hoops anymore.
I think Kevin McHale was three.
Probably. Beasley was number two behind Rose, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, I mean, Beasley's like the anti-Steph Curry because there's like two reasons you go to Davidson or Kansas State. It's because either one... You know, you weren't good in high school.
Right?
You weren't good in high school, and like you're still young, and you're getting better.
Yeah.
Number two is you're either dumb or you're gonna get in a ton of trouble, and that's why he went to Kansas State because
I think he's got a little bit of both on that one with the dumb and trouble.
Yeah, part of it was probably because you know SAT scores were, and then part of it was because you know they knew he was gonna.
You know what the worst part about your SAT scores being if you're a professional basketball player. That means the person that you hired to take your SAT scores sucked at taking your SATs.
To be fair, like to agree to take someone else's SATs, you kind of got to be some kind of dumb, right?
No. Money talks.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like, that can affect you. Like,
when
you get caught. Like, Derrick Rose wasn't the only one that got in trouble. Yeah. The guy that he also got in trouble.
We can turn this whole episode into a Saved by the Bell show.
Ah,
where
Jesus.
It's like the nerds need to take the jocks SATs or they're not going to be accepted and with hopes of the cheerleaders.
You know what? You know what's funny is I was not a nerd nor a jock. And I feel that's what number three is.
Somewhere in between a nerd and a jock?
Yeah.
It's something like that. It seems to be a guy that may or may not be able to control dragons from Croatia, too.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to be the best thing ever.
Game of Thrones is really popular. Dragons, I guess, are cool now.
I know. What a fooled me.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get dragons. Like, the you know, they just make up the rules as they go along.
I don't get anything anymore. I'm sorry.
I saw Pete's dragon once.
I don't know. Is that, like, someone's dick?
Spyro the dragon was pretty cool.
I didn't see that.
Spyro. It was a PlayStation game.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, I think that's about weed.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's about a dragon that you chase on an adventure.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that some kind of...
We're spiraling out of control.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Pull up.
So we were just doing a raw show after we watched the draft.
All right.
This is the effects of no agenda and 18-pack.
Top five dragons. Dial on, and dial on.
How come there's no team called the Dragons?
There's going to be. It's going to be the Boston Dragons.
No, it's the Las Vegas Dragons.
Because it's not a real animal, Dave.
Oh, stop that.
You know, Pelicans a real animal?
They eat your head.
Come on.
Okay. The Raptors aren't a real animal.
They were.
Ask Carl Everett.
That's true.
If you're getting your news from Carl Everett.
Carl Everett doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
No, I mean, all those professional sports, they're pretty based in reality. When you go to college, you get weird stuff. The UAB, University of Arkansas, no, University of Alabama, Birmingham, they have a dragon as a mascot.
What's the one with the pine tree?
That would be Stanford.
Oh, yeah.
The Cardinals.
That's not a real animal.
It's a real thing, though. I can show you a pine tree.
Yeah, prove it.
I cut one down recently.
No way.
Yeah.
I can show you a pine tree. I can show you. I guess I can't show you a Celtic.
Yeah, you can go selfie and look at Timmy O'Callaghan on the corner. Dude, yeah, bro, seriously?
Yeah, but he's not like lucky. He can't like.
He's got a shamrock tattoo under his left eye. Says he killed a man.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a pot of gold.
I don't know.
He's got gold teeth.
I don't know. Maybe he's got something in his pocket he won from the bookies down the street. Talk to Pauly. You know, we got to get Pauly out there.
Why didn't Pauly go to wherever the draft
was? Why wasn't Pauly down there fixing the draft?
Maybe he was. Maybe he fixed it backwards.
Dikembe Mutombo, that bastard.
Can we talk about him being in the Illuminati?
Dikembe Mutombo?
Yeah. How did he know? He knows something. He knows too much.
He knows everything.
I also want him to start. If he's not part of the Illuminati, then that means that he can make things happen.
Yeah.
Which I have a lot of other proposals for him about, you know, money and.
Illuminati may or may not be real. Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely real.
Yeah, it's definitely real.
Come on, I've seen the dollar bill. Yeah. You see the eye in there. Yeah. What's that eye looking at?
What are you looking at? Where's that? Whose eye is that?
Yeah. What are you looking at, bud? This is my money.
No, it's not. That's the thing. That's what the dollar bill's saying. This isn't your money. We're just holding it.
Didn't you read the Da Vinci Code?
The Illuminati?
The Da Vinci Code. Didn't you read that?
Oh, God, no.
That's all real.
I don't watch Tom Hanks movies.
The only Tom Hanks movie I saw was The Burn.
No, I said read, not watch.
I can't read Tom Hanks movies. They're not subtitled.
I don't think they've come out with a novelization for for The Da Vinci Code yet.
Oh, really?
No.
Best Tom Hanks movie. Go.
Show vs. the Volcano.
Burbs. I'm going Burbs, man.
Tom Hanks movie.
It's that same big.
No. Big's weird. Because why does that lady want to do a little boy? That's a little weird, right?
He's not little.
He's not little, though.
I feel like that lady is the one that like leads people to that machine and then like does this weird thing with them. I think she's got a thing for kids and wants to get around
but
it.
But he's got an adult-sized penis.
Tom Hanks. I hate Forrest Gump.
Well, that's because, you know what? I recently found out that Forrest Gump might have been just a weirdo on a bench talking about a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, that was pretty clearly what it was, and
really ruined 94 for me.
And he has a
How
weird.
How did you not see that before?
You know, I never really thought about it. I thought it was just a good story.
Oh man.
No, I mean, you know.
But now that I work in a Social Security office, I now understand what Forrest Gump, which is weird.
All right, favorite Tom Hanks. I can't even think of a favorite Tom Hanks. But I really like the one where he's stuck in an airport. Steven Spielberg did.
Oh, The Terminal.
Yeah, The Terminal. Oh, I really like that one.
Oh, I never saw that one.
What?
Yeah.
Castaway was also good. Castaway just the first viewing because of the end, I couldn't stop laughing for about a day.
Helen Hunt was a bitch, though. She totally moved on.
I mean, what other good Tom Hanks movies are there? He's got, like, awards. I didn't see.
Saving Private Ryan.
You've Got Mail.
Yeah, Saving Private Ryan.
Side note, Dave Chappelle was in that movie.
Was he?
Yeah.
Huh. My mom. Right.
So we definitely officially have spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
Happy summer, everybody.
Oh, my God. What's your third favorite Tom Hanks movie?
I would have to say maybe
the one about dragons.
No, the hell with dragons. I
feel like he's in some movie that I'm forgetting that was really good.
Yeah, he definitely is.
I mean, I didn't really like Philadelphia.
Bachelor Party.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch is good.
Bachelor
Party's
really good.
Yeah.
Hook is in Blow and Fire Trucks.
Turner and Hooch is good.
I feel like there's some movie that he's really funny in that I really am forgetting about.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to cry.
Oh, man.
Only the third one.
The third one was the worst.
Let's
get
sensitive for a second. All three Toy Story movies may be a little emotional.
Really? Ugh. I watch them every day now.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, I was in that phase for a while.
Your lives. You poor men.
It's all about
you poor boys.
Watching Peppa Pig and Trash Trucks.
That sounds
YouTube.
Worse.
Actually, Peppa Pig's kind of funny.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. You guys get a chance to go out there and watch Peppa Pig on YouTube. And while you're on YouTube, please watch all our old videos.
Yeah.
We don't make them anymore because we absolutely suck. Gangrene TV. You can find us on Twitter @ Gangrene TV.
Well, we don't have time.
Check
we don't have Nick anymore.
Yeah. Nick was kind of the glue that held our social media together.
You guys want to go?
Yeah, the hell with it. Swear again.
Number three, we thought we were going to say some smart things about it, but this is nothing smart to say about it.
I feel like we started off well.
Yeah.
Let me start talking about Tom Hanks. I'm crying during Toy Story.
Yeah. I wish Dragon Bender looked more like
Dirk.
or like the bad guy from Rocky IV, Ivan Drago.
Who's,
it would at least be more intimidating.
Who's a Croatian that played? Wasn't there like a pretty good Croatian in like the 80s or 90s in the NBA?
Like Divac?
There, yeah,
was he Croatian?
There was someone. I don't know if it was Vladi. I don't think it was Vladi. I think Vladi.
Who was Vladi's friend that died in the car crash when they played for the Nets?
Oh, I forget his name.
They had a 30 for 30 for him.
Yeah.
It was really good. Sad, too.
I don't, we'll look it up.
But I'm not insane, right?
No, you know.
There was something that was like pretty good.
There's some good soccer players. I like Luka Modric.
All right, so on the soccer note, we will see you next time.
So stay infected, everybody.
Now, we'll be back for the draft, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll, I don't know, maybe we'll be positive then.
Maybe George will take us back to the draft.
That'd be awesome.
We can make complete fools of ourselves in front of all the NBA elites.
That'd be awesome. All right, we'll see you next time, or we'll listen to you next time, or whatever the hell we're doing here. Stay infected, please.